Hey, this is Pastor Bill bringing you news and focus. This one is from the WND.com, and it's entitled, from two days ago, Oregon Shooter into Occult and Wicca. And it reads, the Oregon gunman who lined up his victims and asked specifically which ones were Christians before shooting them execution style had special interest in magic and spiritualism and had joined a dating website called Spiritual Passion. On the site, Christopher Harper Mercer, who's 26, killed 9 folks and injured 7 at Umpqua, I think that's how you pronounce it, Community College in Roseburg before he was shot and killed by police. Describes it, that was quite the modifying clause there. On this site, that chap, it describes his politics as Republican and his interest as killing zombies, meditation, the occult, and punk rock music. He also made clear that he has a disdain for organized religion. Using the handle Iron Cross 45, Mercer describes himself as a not-religious man who lives with his parents. Okay, so let me catch you up on a few things here. Number one, I don't know what this dude is still doing on MySpace, but in any case, he is a Republican. I mean, I guess we could do a podcast on the wickedness of Republican Party, but I don't think that'd be very popular, so we won't do that. Killing zombies, okay, we probably already know that he loves first-person shoot-em games. All right, meditation, punk rock music. Now, Iron Cross 45, some of you need to think back about 25 years here to David Benoit and his VHS recordings on occult and rock music, and you'll remember that one of the old-timey anti-Christian iron metal type groups was called Iron Cross. I don't know if that's what he's going back to, but anyway, described himself as not religious. He lives with his parents and belonged to a group on the site who shared common interests like magic and the occult. Under the category of religious views, he wrote that he is not religious but is spiritual and was interested in pagan and Wiccan. I wish that this was written better. You can't be interested in pagan. I mean, that's an adjective. You can't be interested in Wiccan. That's an adjective. I mean, it's okay. So he might be interested in paganism and Wicca, but in any case, he listed vampire piercings, psychic tattoos under the category of individuality. By midday Friday, the dating site had been removed Mercer's page and blocked public access to his account, but WND captured a screenshot below. And clearly, I mean, everything is filled out. He filled out his profile like he had time to do nothing else. I mean, he spent a lot of time here. I mean, every blank is filled out. His tactics, searching for Christians and killing them, bore a remarkable similarity to the Columbine High School incident in 1999, where Christians, including Rachel Scott, died for their faith. It's astounding and inspiring to consider the number of young people who died as Christian martyrs in this horrific mass murder, says Pastor Gallup's pastor from Florida. His latest book, Be Prepared, Equipping the Church for Persecution in Times of Trouble, addresses the growing persecution of Christians in America. They could not have known they got up that morning and they would be called upon to deny Jesus or die, he said. Many are asking, how could this happen in America? Sadly, the answer appears to be that not only can it happen in America, but also it probably will continue to happen with increasing frequency as the spiritual makeup of our nation continues to decay. Let me just go ahead and get in there and say, so long as Christians are seen as the bumps in the road of the socioeconomic evolution, where everything is okay and everything is fine and it's okay, well, we're going to continue to see Christians as the major cause of any slowing down of that progress politically. And therefore, they will catch more of the flack. If we don't see some men of God, by God's grace, placed in leadership or places of leadership. Let me just go ahead and just revert to Deborah and Barrack for a minute. So we don't see any men or women of God placed in places of leadership in America. We're going to see, I think, a continued slope in that regard. And the issue is not, can I keep my kids from experiencing persecution? The question is, can I continually remind them that it is given unto us to enter the kingdom of God through much tribulation, says the book of Acts. We don't like that. We don't want that. We want our rights. And I just want to remind the listener that we are in that direction. But there's a flip side to this. And I want you to notice that this man who has an interest in the occult, his religion did affect his morality. Blogger and author Pamela Geller noted that on Mercer's MySpace page, he had only 2 friends, a girl and a jihadi. Okay, so I don't know what an occultist is doing with a jihadi, but one thing is clear. They both loved the extreme. Said on the dating site he wanted a girlfriend and described his personality as a loner, shy at first, but warm up quickly, sidekick, better in small groups, geek, nerd, intellectual, punk, introvert. He also idolized other mass shooters and terrorists. In a blog, Harper Mercer especially admired the Roanoke TV interview shooter, Vester Flanagan. The Daily Beast reported, "People like him have nothing left to live for," Mercer wrote on August 31st. An interesting note, I've noticed that so many people like him are all alone and unknown, and yet when they spill a little blood, the whole world knows who they are. He wrote this. Interesting, isn't it? Mercer reportedly told his victims, "Oh, you're a Christian? Well, you're about to see God." So, a forensic psychiatrist, Dr. Wellner, almost done with the article here, told Fox News the pattern is familiar of someone who recognizes from watching others they have an opportunity to be made larger than life. This converges with someone who recognizes he's a failure as a man and that he can go overnight from nobody to a celebrity. He's admired that he could get attention from a killer alone, from killing alone, rather, and by saying something as callous as "pray because you're about to meet your maker," or whatever he said, Wellner added. He admired that he could get the attention from killing alone. Hey, what can I do that's outrageous, and where can I target these people that are defenseless and won't stop? So, I mean, there's all kinds of things. I don't want to be accused here of promoting gun rights or gun control. I don't want to be accused of promoting necessarily a Christian martyrdom sort of idea, although they are the biggest targets in America because, by and large, America still claims, by and large, to be Christian, whether it's just nominal or what have you. And I don't want to say that these Christians are not real martyrs, and they could be nominal Christians who never even went to church who died, and I don't know, okay? But I do want you to notice that this man claimed that he had particular religious affiliation, and it was in the occult. Now, I'm not going to say that he was a good pagan. I don't even know what a good pagan is. I'm not an expert in that falsehood, and I don't want to be. But I will say that we should not be so ignorant as to say that people who are religious are not, their behavior is not affected by their religion. He's friends with a jihadi. Okay, jihadis are Muslims. And again, how many mass murders have been committed by Christians? How many by Jews? So I just, again, want to remind the listener, not only should your beliefs affect your character and in your behavior, but others' religion does for them as well, even if their religion is self-worship. We are a product of the being that we worship. We are a product of the worship that we conduct. It's very important that we remember that, because this man acted on his religion, even if it was demon control. No one is not religious. He wanted to be spiritual, but not religious. How very convenient, but not realistic. Spirituality is that part of a person that communes with the unseen. How can you claim to be not religious but yet spiritual? So we are going to continue to eschew those opposing mutually. We're going to continue to oppose those views that oppose themselves. 2 Timothy 2:25, we are to in meekness instruct those who oppose themselves, showing them that they contradict themselves in so many ways. We're busy doing that with skeptics around here. We're going to continue to do it with people who say, "I'm not religious, I'm spiritual." This is Pastor Bill. Thanks for listening.